In order to get rid of the thorn, dogs have irritation and pain when I'm kicking and dealing blows in 100 places. But that thorn-removing physician was an expert. Putting his hand on one spot after another, he tested it.
Whatever you do in your life, why do you do it? A living creature has two motives, irritation and pain. Living creature, if doesn't have any pain and irritation, will rest. That's the resting moment of all living creatures. Why do they move? They are irritated. By what? Hunger. Or the shadow of an enemy. Or the time is passing by, no children. That's how it works. It says, look at it, in your nature, you're motivated by irritation or pain. There is another kind of motivation, which is love. That is that exception, and only a few handful of people will know it and could explain it. It's not something that is visible in all of us. That donkey will do it out of that and that. But this medicine man I brought here, this Hakim, is the master. Did he use the word master? That term on the physical was an expert? No, it's not expert. Because whether you the word in Persian is ustad.
Ustad.
Ustad?
Master.
Your master, exactly.
Ustad. Right.
Ustad is master. The term, you know. We use it even master workers is the ustad.com. That's what it is. He said, this is one of the points about this intelligence stuff. The problem in your brain and in your intelligence, maybe in some critical places, will make you do something to make it worse. There should be a master. The master will not do something out of irritation or pain. Master will do it out of what? Out of nothing. He declared it. He said, I don't want even to do it. But something else wants it to come out. Do you remember? In those few verses, he said, love wants this fog to come out. It's like a mirror that reflects only. The masters, they reflect the light. They don't do it for a hope, for irritation, for this or for that. They are just happy to become the instrument of that stuff to show itself. Does it make sense, this one? Oh, let me put it in another sentence, then it will make sense. All the artists, like Michelangelo Buonarroti, they are happy to be the instrument of this painful experience of creating a piece of art. They just do it. They don't know why they do it. That's the difference of a craftsman and an artist. Inspiration is a force, painful force, which will force them to do that. Masters, they do it just because they are masters. This master is like that. And his mastery was what? Thorn removing. This physician we're talking about is the thorn removing master, remember. Why we got it that way? Actually, he remembers Shams here. What is the role of Shams in his life? To remove the thorn that was in their heart, in his heart. His heart was empty. Amazingly, this master, Rumi, at the age of around 40, around mid-age crisis, he had an empty heart. Could you guess why? He was a deep believer, a religious man, practicing, and with all that, he had an empty heart because he filled up his intelligence only. He studied the rule, not the exception. He learned about knowledge, not love. And he said, that little tool needs a master, specialist in tool removing. Now this master is working. So Rumi, like that master, will start his work. How?
He inquired of the girl concerning her friends, by way of narrative, and she disclosed to the physician circumstances touching her home and former masters and town and dwelling.
Okay, this translation will not do, never. Because later he will say something else which cannot be relevant to this, which is. Because the word here he used, narrative. What it means, narrative? Could you tell me?
The story.
Ah. Is there a difference between story and narrative?
Yes.
And that's the point. Because the word in Persian language is dastan, which is a story. And later Rumi, when he talks about love, he will say that love story comes only from the heart of a lover and things like that. He will use this. And he's explaining his own technique using a new. What is he doing? He's telling you the stories. By these stories he's explaining, he says, this is how it works. Over there, Bartariq-e-Dastan, if you want to translate it to English, it will be by the way of telling the story, or by the way of storytelling, because that tariq, you know that this path we talk it, we call it tariq, tariqat. The path is tariq. In the path of a story, he was asking her the thing of the friends. What thing of friends? He inquired of the girl concerning her friends, right? I will read the Persian, you will know what I'm talking about. Baz mi porsid hale dostan. That word hal, remember? We started with that. The first thing Rumi said, he said, listen, I want to talk about hal. Right? Here he will say, Zan kamizak bar tariq dastan, baz mi porsid hal dostan. Means, by the way of the storytelling, he was asking the handmaiden the hal of his friend, of her friend. Because this is the way that hal could be explained. That hal means now, hal means feeling, hal means a state of mind, hal means everything. The state of passion is hal. Even joy is hal in that language. He's using that one because they want to say, you feel good. How could we feel good? He's trying to give you the source of that feeling. Okay, now let's dig in your intelligence. There are somewhere that we should dig for the feeling you develop logically, right? By some stories, and he's doing it by the stories. Yes?
And she disclosed to the physician circumstances touching her home and former masters and town and dwelling.
Okay, this is a very good translation, but again, there was a word over there, qisse. Qisse is other word for the story. The first one, dastan, was Persian, qisse is Arabic. Qisse.
Yeah.
No, ghaf. And qisse will repeat itself in other verses, and it's very important. The storytelling is important, and he is describing to you the way this hakim is working. This knowledge could work on you through the stories. So that handmaiden starts to tell the stories to that Hakim. Here the word Hakim and Bessir are played with. Hakim means the physician, which is not physician, is metaphysician here, because Hikmat is metaphysic for us. So it's metaphysician, and Bessir is the story.